And now to a different story altogether. More than 4 years after the financial collapse and the discovery of risky mortgage-backed securities, the conclusion is total failure to hold financial leaders accountable.
The Justice Department failed. They have not done what needed to be done. They didn't ever try to bring together in one coherent narrative, laying out the entirety of the story against one of the major players and demand sanctions that are meaningful.
As former New York Attorney General and Governor Eliot Spitzer, once a watchdog against reckless financial bets that end up hurting taxpayers, he's a contributor to a new Frontline documentary produced by our partner WGBH in Boston. It's called The Untouchables, and it airs on PBS tonight. Martin Smith is the producer and correspondent for the film Untouchables, quite literally. That's what you mean.
Absolutely.
And let's talk about some of the people that you spoke with, because I think in many ways you see both the sense of greed that goes on here and also just the sense of kind of it's a machine and no one can really stop it. Here's you interviewing Tom Leonard, who's a former due diligence underwriter who examined portfolios of loans for some major investment banks. I want to let people listen to this exchange.
In the due diligence world, fraud was the F word or the F bomb. You didn't use that word.
Even if a loan was clearly, a stated income loan that made no sense, there was no support.
Yeah, but you didn't use the word fraud.
Was fraud. You saw loans.
By your terms and my terms, yes, it was fraud. By the due diligence terms, it was something else.
Now that is pure Kafka right there. I mean, twisting of the language. What's going on there?
These guys sit right at the center of the bank's operation. They evaluate the mortgages that the banks are buying from the originators and have packaged into mortgage-backed securities or CDOs or whatever it might be and sold on to investors, such as pension funds. It all comes back to Main Street. And these guys, when you talk to them, it's astounding the defect rate that they found in the samples they did of these mortgages. It was upwards of 50%, 60%, 70%.
So either there's something wrong with their brains that they can't evaluate loans, or they must have been getting some sort of incentive on the other side to approve things that were patently, insoluble.
These guys don't get big bonuses, but they did get pressure. And as the bubble expanded near the end, they were under enormous pressure to process more loans, and they were told to loosen the standards. That's what they report in the documentary, that over and over again, they would rank these loans as defective, and they were told to overlook it, send them on.
Well, that pressure was really from the top in some instances, or at least there was such a glut of bad loans in the pipeline, not even senior executives could stop it or would stop it. You interviewed this former Citigroup senior VP, Richard Bowen. Was he seeing quality loans back in the bubble days? Listen.
We found that approximately 60% of the loans did not meet our policy.
60%?
60%, yes.
60% of the loans didn't meet
our policy.
Your policy.
Yes. And the volumes increased through 2007. And the rate of defective mortgages increased from 60% to an excess of 80%.
He started ringing the alarm bells in his office around 2006. And by late 2007, he was moved enough to write an email to Robert Rubin, who was taking over as an interim chairman of the board. And Rubin remembers getting this email, had vague recollections of what was done with it. Later, Citibank had to admit in court that they had failed to do adequate due diligence, paid a large fine.
You know, you spoke with members of the Justice Department, and one of them particularly said there was a lot of greed here, but it wasn't illegal. How do you sort of describe what do you think has gone on here that no one's been prosecuted at a senior level?
I mean, what we learned by talking to sources within the Justice Department is that there seemed to be aversion to taking the risks that would be necessary to take to prosecute these difficult, well-papered, well-lawyered transactions. But if you don't take a swing at the bat, you never hit the ball.
Oh, so it's like Spitzer said, Martin Smith, Frontline producer and correspondent, The Untouchables airs on many of these PBS stations. It's the film that airs on PBS tonight from the series Frontline. Thanks, Martin.
Thank you.
Thank you. I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.